great day today.
What's today?
National Nurses.
National Nurses Day.
We're here today to pay tribute to the heroic
nurses.
Nurses.
They're awesome.
They truly are our heroes.
National Nurses Day, thanking them for their round-the-clock service.
Happy National Nurses Day.
It's showtime.
John and Chantel.
Mix 105.1.
Thursday morning. Good morning to you. I got to tell you, the countdown's happening, right? It's like, John and Chantel. And you're like starting a conversation with me.
I like your pants.
Oh.
They look nice. I was going to say, you're wearing new pants today. I've never seen these before.
Thank you.
They're jet black.
Yeah, they are.
The chino.
Yeah, they are.
And they look good.
Thank you so much.
They, with the, you got
you like
your
the red?
Shirt
you like what
on,
I got going on
the
here?
Grad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you really, it's like all of a sudden you're really looking like a college graduate.
I
can tell.
Well, I took your advice to heart.
You're no longer dressing like you're in high school.
Right, I'm trying to move on.
And we're now dressing like that collegiate brain that you have. It looks great.
I will tell you on, thank you. Fridays are still my baggy jeans hoodie day.
Okay. So
there
has to be, we have to lower the expectations a little bit still.
Yeah.
Because you can't be a completely changed person.
I just want to be comfy one day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is fine, but I'm not comfy.
How are you not comfy? That looks good. It's a t-shirt.
Yeah, the t-shirt's okay.
A loose, relaxed fit chino and a, what are those, K-Swiss? Adidas?
They're not Adidas. They're like a off-brand,
Let me
think.
See. You just had your leg on the desk. I'm like, John, your pants look nice. And immediately the leg like comes up on the desk. Like I don't
dancer kick.
Yeah. It was like, were you on the drill team?
You would think by that kick that I did.
Or the color guard.
I'm not going to be able to move my left hemi.
No, you 100% just pulled your hamstring.
I know. How was Cinco de Mayo? Was it good?
Oh my gosh. It was so good. We made churros.
Really?
Yes. So I forgot. So one year for Christmas, we gave our friends a deep fryer because he really likes fried chicken. So we're like, if you want to up your fried chicken game, here's a portable deep fryer thingy.
Smart.
Anyway, they brought it over and we made churro dough with the kids and like it's all fun. And then we fried the churros. And
how did you get the churro design?
So you can, you know, like Pampered Chef?
Yeah.
Those like, they squeeze the dough out like the cake tip.
Uh-huh.
That's what we did.
Okay.
So they were smaller. Like the tip, it was only like a 1-inch opening.
Right, because it's a frosting.
Because it's
tip,
technically for frosting, but they were still good and they cooked really fast because they were small.
So our friend Scott from San Diego Churros.
Yes, who did your grad party.
Yeah, they actually do a take-home churro kit. Where,
what?
Yeah, they have like the little churro squeezer. They have a dough that's in a bag. You just add water.
I should have got that.
Yeah, and they even offer like Nutella and stuff that you can put in it and like the cinnamon sugar sprinkle stuff.
Do
it all.
I'm going to call him next year.
You should.
Because it was an experience making the dough.
This is just add water.
What?
We gave him away over Christmas time here on the show and he ended up sending me one and we tried it and it was so easy.
Huh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Yeah.
Hey, yesterday I tried... You know, I'm trying to do some meditation, trying to calm down a bit over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm too cheap to pay for it yet because I'm not sure if I'm into it.
Yeah.
So I found just like a YouTube one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm down in the gym downstairs in the basement next to the Bowflex.
Yes.
And I put on like this YouTube meditation. It's like, you know, relax, you know, close your eyes. Let your muscle. Hey, kids, if you want a body, an advertisement was injected.
You're kidding.
2 minutes into the meditation.
And you're like, I was in the zone.
And you're like. And then it stopped. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I can get back into it. It's a 10-minute meditation. You know, it's like, allow the water to run right over your Taco Bell right now. They had 3 ads. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
That's why you have to pay.
I know.
And you're like meditating. Your eyes are closed.
Like, oh, yeah.
You're like in the zone.
I was in the zone. I was laying
and
down.
And then now you just want a beefy cord. Cheesy crunch, Gordita crunch thing.
I was more stressed at the end than I was at the beginning. Oh, so that was my day.
So it didn't work.
It did not work for me.
Do you know those things like people always tell you, like, okay, well, like, don't step on a crack, you break your mama's back.
Yeah.
And then you're like, as a kid, you like always avoid the cracks.
Well, of course.
I don't know.
Or my kids jump on the cracks.
Yeah, like.
They're bullies.
That's rude.
They go, hey, mom.
Back's broken.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, there's a lot of these things that people told me all the time, and I actually, like, still believed them.
Oh, okay.
So, like, one of them is cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
There's no proof that it causes full-on arthritis. It can weaken.
Your joints?
Because, like, the more you crack your knuckles, it's easier to crack them over time.
Okay.
But that's it.
I do it still. Are you a knuckle cracker?
Not really.
I am. I'm bad at it.
Yeah.
I do it without even knowing I'm doing it.
If I have a deep fear of popping my back that I won't be able to walk again.
Oh.
That you'll, like, break me.
Oh, you mean you won't even, like, do the arms cross and let me go over and...
No, it's like... It's my biggest fear. Because I'm like, if you pop my back, I will not be able to walk.
My kid, I ever got my again. Kids into
You'll break
it.
My okay, back. Yeah. So I had a really big fear of that. And then I started going to the chiropractor when I was pregnant because it's really good to get your back adjusted while you're growing a baby.
Oh, okay.
I'll let the chiropractor pop my back, but I still won't let any uncertified person pop my back because I want to be able to walk.
Smart.
Yeah. Because back pain allows me to walk better than a popped exactly. back. That we only use 10% of our brain. This one I'd actually never heard of. Apparently, people say that you only use 10% of your brain and the other 90% is just there.
Okay, so it's like one of those, everyone says it, there's even movies, and then they go like, and then this pill will help you use the other 90% and you'll become a superhero.
Yeah, and like, that's no, like the, that's not real.
No.
That's not real.
No. Yeah, I think the truth is like you only use 10% at one time, but it's different parts of your brain.
Yeah.
That's how it actually
yeah,
works.
Yeah, I'm in a class right now mm-hmm. where I'm learning about like what different things use different parts of your brain.
Right. Yeah, like your limbic system or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's crazy that it flips.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I just mm-hmm. figured it was one brain.
No. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very cool. Dogs see in black and white.
Right.
They don't.
What?
They scientists say that they probably do see color, just not as many as we do. So basically, it's the same as a colorblind person with red and green.
Yeah.
That's like dogs.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah. I just blew my own mind. I told you there's a lot of these I didn't know. If you swallow a piece of gum, it takes how many years?
7 years.
7 years to digest. Right. Yeah. Yes, right?
Science.
No. The truth is, it's just like corn. Your body can't digest it, but it doesn't take 7 years. It just moves through your body with everything else you eat, and it doesn't break down, and you just, you know.
You ever swallow your gum?
I hate when I do it.
Me too.
But sometimes it happens by accident. You're like, no.
No.
7 years. Yes, I'm the same and then way. I have this vision in my colon that there's just gum just
yes.
in there. No, it's just like corn.
It's fine.
It just comes out the other end at like, the end of the day.
I don't recommend doing it often, but you'll be okay.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it stayed in your system for 7 years. Like, yeah. I really did. Shaving makes your hair grow thicker.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Totally true.
No. Shaving doesn't make it grow back thicker.
Tell this body that.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, people think because the, like, ends of your hair feel coarse after they've been cut that they're thicker. But that's not true.
I guess maybe, but all I know is I'm a hairy person.
I just think
person.
When you shave,
uh-huh.
it's like you shave one hair and back row seven.
Yeah, exactly.
So can some,
it's like Hercules when he fights that monster where you cut off the head and two grow in its place.
Yes, that's like hair.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm this myth, I'm not allowing it to be busted.
Rejected.
I'm rejecting that one because just trust us. Trust me and John
right,
on this
exactly.
one. You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep?
Uh-huh.
That's just an urban legend.
Oh, I thought that was like truth.
As far as anyone can tell, there's no truth to it.
Interesting.
I know. I really was like, no, yeah, I've eaten spiders.
Yeah, of course.
Because duh. You
Who
swallowed,
hasn't?
You literally swallow them in your sleep. Duh. Blood is blue before it's exposed to oxygen. Why else are my veins blue?
Thank you.
Why else are my veins blue? No, it's always red. Your veins just look blue because that's how the light travels through your skin. I don't believe it. Coffee stunts your growth. I've actually never heard that.
Yeah, that's one I heard as a kid.
The main thing that can stunt your growth as a kid is poor nutrition, but coffee and caffeine have nothing to do with it. Your dog's mouth is cleaner than your own. Yeah, which it's crazy because even though they go and eat the poo in the backyard.
I've seen where my dog's tongue is.
And I see where they lick
yes,
around.
Yes, exactly.
But I'm always like, well, they're afraid that that's cleaner than my mouth. That's not true. We both have around 600 different types of bacteria in our mouth, and we brush our teeth every day.
So stop tonguing them.
And we've
them.
Seen what the dog eats.
Yeah.
So that's not true.
So sick.
Let it go. Yeah. All right. This one I've never believed, but I have heard it. The swimming pools have chemicals that turn your pee blue.
Yeah.
If you pee. That is only true in the movie Grown Ups.
Yeah. I've been in a lot of pools. Never seen it. I've tested this theory many times.
I have also tested the theory. And no, it doesn't. That doesn't happen. So go for it, kids. Summer's here.
You know, there's some like actors that we know can sing. You know, like there's some famous people. For example, like Anne Hathaway.
Anna Kendrick. Zac Efron.
Well, yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, of course.
The Greatest Showman.
Yeah, yeah. And well, also Les Miserables.
Oh, yes.
Russell Crowe can't sing, but no. Still sang in Les Mis.
Yeah, shouldn't have. Right? We needed a voice double.
But I've got this list of actors who can sing, and I had no clue how good of a voice they have.
I mean, it makes sense because as an actor, you must be a well-rounded person. You must be a triple threat. Sing, dance, act.
But do you think... That doesn't mean they're all good at it.
But you have
Russell
to have
Crowe.
Training.
So I'm going to play for you some audio of famous actors.
Yes.
And I want to see if you can guess who they are, and then I'll tell you who they are, okay?
Oh, wait. Can I say another one who's really good at singing? Adam Sandler.
No.
He's got a good voice.
No, he
yes,
doesn't.
He does.
Tell me when you've seen Adam Sandler in a movie sing.
Billy Madison.
Back to school.
And
back
fantastic. To school. Fantastic.
Liam and I are watching Billy Madison right now.
Oh my gosh, he loves it, doesn't he?
He does. As a parent with my...
The movie changes a bit.
It does, because, yeah, he gets nudie mags at one point.
Yeah, can I tell you?
Yeah.
Boone this morning woke up, and I was like, oh, good morning, Boone. He goes, I'm not Boone, I'm a penguin.
Uh-oh.
And I immediately thought of
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison with the penguin.
Where are you going, Mr. Penguin?
And Boone's like running around the house with his underwear pulled down around his knees.
Awesome.
It was so funny.
All right, here you go. See if you can name this actor.
Okay.
Every man at midnight in the
Oh, yeah. Jennifer Lawrence.
That's correct, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. Nice job. They actually have this in
The
Hunger
Games. In
The Hunger Games,
yeah.
Let's see. Here's a harder one.
Keep my secrets close. Our hearts aligned. I see darkness where you see light. Emotions fold.
You know it? That's a hard one, huh?
That is hard. Is that Harry Styles?
No.
Because he's also an actor.
Yeah, I wouldn't do. No, that's Daniel Radcliffe. That's Harry Potter.
What?
I know.
I'm shook.
I know.
That's good.
I got two more for you here. Actors who you didn't know could sing.
Come little children.
It's kind of a gimme.
It's Blonde.
Into
yeah, it's from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
Why is her name escaping me right now?
Sarah
Jessica Parker, yeah.
She did have a good voice in that.
Yeah.
All right, one more here.
Hands are all twisted. She's pouring at me. I was down by light coming. All the lies she spoke with a voice.
And it is?
Up to the sky.
I don't.
This is Twilight Zone.
Oh.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wait, you know another one who's not on here?
Hmm.
Actor, singer, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, but she was a singer first.
But yes, but as well as her counterpart in the Star
Wars.
Bradley Cooper.
Did you like his voice in A Star Is Born?
Yeah, yeah. Because
he got kind of trashed for it.
Yeah, but you know what? He's not a singer, he's an actor.
Yeah.
So you have to give him that.
They said this one, but I felt like this one everyone already knew.
Of all the money that e'er I've spent. I've spent it in good company.
Is this Meryl Streep?
It is Meryl Streep, yeah.
Yeah, and there's also, so Meryl Streep, Nicole Kidman also can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Witherspoon also can sing. There's Bette Midler. She's an actor-singer, but Broadway.
She was a singer first. I put her like,
was she?
I don't know, wasn't she? Like Barbara Streisand
style.
I don't know. I just found out about a new podcast that, man, I feel like fits perfectly with not only just Mix, but with you, Chantel, and with like my kids even. It's called This Is Her Place. And in fact, from This Is Her Place, I got the two hosts right now, Mike and Naomi. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Well, why don't we start with you? Just tell everyone about This Is Her Place and what is this podcast?
Yeah. So thanks for having us on. This Is Her Place is in its second season, and it's a really neat podcast that tells the stories of Utah women, both past and present, and their inspiring and remarkable stories of their contributions to the great state of Utah. Utah has some really neat history, specifically when it comes to what women have done. And so our podcast seeks to tell those really cool stories.
So your co-host, Naomi Watkins, great last name, is on as well. And Naomi, I was looking at the list. I mean, seriously, you've had strong guests from day one.
Yeah, and this week we're launching one with the former National Education Association president, which is the largest union in the United States, Lily Eskelson Garcia. And the woman from the past is Alberta Henry, who was the president of the Salt Lake NAACP, great advocate for educational equity, which is obviously a big issue across the country with the pandemic. Both really stellar women.
Naomi, who founded This Is Her Place? Was this something that you and Mike got together and said, hey, I got a great idea for a podcast? Like, how does this start?
So I used to work for an organization called Better Days 2020, which was celebrating the women's suffrage anniversaries last year. And a professor at Utah State, Patrick Mason, approached me and was like, it'd be cool to do a podcast, have a different medium to tell these stories. And he was really focused on women in the past. And I was like, there are so many cool women today. So each episode ties a woman from the past with a contemporary woman because the issues are still so relevant. I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to do that.
Sorry, and John, I would mention that Naomi is so right. I mean, there are so many cool women today. In fact, Naomi mentioned that this week's episode features a woman by the name of Lily Eskelson Garcia. And what many people might not know is that Lily was on the very, very short list to become President Biden's Secretary of Education.
Oh, wow.
And while she didn't end up with the position, she has definitely left her mark in the educational space. And it's really neat to, I was the one who got to interview her, and it was really neat to kind of meet someone who was so close to having one of the top jobs in the country. And that just is one example of many examples of the remarkable women and their legacies of Utah.
I'll tell you again, the podcast that we're talking about is called This Is Her Place. Thisisherplace.org is where you can get all the stuff. Some of the ones I'm really interested in, I didn't realize that a mother and daughter owned the Red Iguana restaurants. Like, to me, Naomi, that's fascinating.
Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, I go there all the time, right? It
yeah.
just has such good food. And to learn the background and the story of how the Red Iguana was founded, and how Lucy Cardenas, who runs it now, it's really a family restaurant. She took over the restaurant from her family, and it makes the food taste so much better, right?
Like, yeah, it does. And
there's a cool story. They almost lost all of their recipes, actually. And so they had like a very short time period to bring the family back together to save those recipes and to save essentially the Red Iguana's menu. So you'll have to tune in to listen to that.
Hey, one thing we were trying to do this week is make sure everyone's aware that Sunday is Mother's Day, so you don't drop the ball, you don't forget mom. And Mike, This Is Her Place podcast is doing something for Mother's Day.
Right, yeah. So if you have a mother that's hard to buy for, we have something special. If you visit our Facebook page, This Is Her Place, you can nominate your mother to be featured on an upcoming episode of This Is Her Place, where we'll tell her story and give her a super shout out. And so that's a really neat thing, a really unique and neat gift to give your mother. And if you're randomly selected, you'll also win a $50 gift card to the Red Iguana to go to lunch or to dinner with her to celebrate her.
That's so cool. So the nominations, they can be made at thisisherplace.org. And that's also where you can find the podcast, or you can find it. Naomi, am I right here? It's everywhere, right? Like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, everywhere?
Yeah, it's all the places. Just go wherever you listen to podcasts, and we're there.
Okay, perfect. Again, it's called This Is Her Place. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, John.
I mentioned at the start of the show that I was stressed yesterday, and I decided I was going to start meditation.
Yeah, didn't go well.
No, if you missed it, we talked about at the very beginning of the show, but I was relaxed and the meditation began. And then it was like, hey, kids, come on down this weekend. There was like ads interjected within the meditation because it was a free one every 3 minutes. And I did not enjoy myself.
No.
One of the reasons I was so stressed was I was trying to get out of work early because I had a dentist appointment. So I'm like blowing off people in the halls, like, Heismaning them over.
Yeah. You kicked me out. out of the studio. Right, you're like, yeah. I have to go.
Put my hands in my ears at one point and was just like, going, nah, la, nah, la, nah, la, nah, la, 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 la. Get in my car. I'm looking down. I'm like, I got 20 minutes to get to Point of the Mountain. I can do it. Going 80 on I-15 one does.
Did you get pulled over?
No, luckily I didn't. But I got, there was some traffic accident that just had happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would say 90% of the time, I'm like, I'm pretty relaxed. But I could feel like road rage happening.
Yes.
Just because I was in
I
such.
I hate when
yes.
I have road rage.
And I was like then upset at myself for even having these feelings. And I'm rushing through. And I finally get off. And like into the dentist's office. And I get inside. Like, hey, John Watkins, I'm here. I'm ready to go. It's for today.
What?
I went to the dentist. I rushed out. Yes, I blew you off. I blew off our sales department. Kicked everyone out. It was for the wrong day.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Wait, so now you got to do it all over again today.
Yes. Which is even worse because I put so much stuff off yesterday.
Because
I'm like, oh, tomorrow I'll stay.
Wait, this really happened.
Yeah, this really happened. I got to go today now.
I'm dead.
I know.
Oh my gosh. You're talking about this dentist appointment like it's the end of the
I
world.
Know. Yeah. And it's just a cleaning.
Yeah, but you want your teeth cleaned for your trip.
Well, I just... It's an appointment.
I love getting
I have
teeth cleaned.
Do you? Jen's it's, the same I way.
It. I love it. So I have braces right now, you know?
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts because my teeth, like, they're just never really clean. Mm-hmm. That's just how it feels. And I had my brackets changed yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And when they took them off, they were like, would you like to brush your teeth or floss while the brackets or the wire is off? And I was like, oh,
yes.
What?
Please.
That's allowed? Apparently that's been allowed this entire time. They've never offered it.
Really?
I was so upset. I'm in there flossing. My gums are bleeding.
Right, yeah.
Like, oh, it feels so good. It feels so good.
Jen and I go to the same dentist, and we're usually a few days apart.
Yeah.
I should have checked with her when she was going because neither of us have ever had cavities.
Yeah.
And so we always have this competition where we'll ask the hygienist, like,
whose teeth are cleaner?
Whose teeth are better?
Yeah, I have the better teeth. Tyler's got cavities from high school he's never had filled.
Okay. Well, it's time.
Oh, I know, because didn't I tell you? No, I probably didn't tell you this. On Christmas Eve, Tyler bit into a Ritz cracker, cracked his tooth.
Oh, my gosh.
All the way from the root.
Ritz?
Yeah.
That tooth was ready to go.
Oh, it was ready.
It was ready
so
to
then,
bail.
Emergency, we had to call the dentist. Oh, yeah. They met him on Christmas Eve.
That's
to
cool.
put his tooth back together. Anyway, he's still, because they were like, this is a temporary fix. You can go enjoy Christmas, come back and next week. He still hasn't gone and fixed
it. That's like driving with a spare tire.
Like, what is
it's
his problem?
It's gonna pop, yeah.
What is his problem?
So anyway, I got to leave right after the show today.
You're going to blow me off again.
Yes, I am.
Wow. All right.
So over the weekend, I've been debating on talking about this, to be honest with you, because I'm out of my wheelhouse 100%.
Okay.
But over the weekend, fans were all over social media complaining about American Idol. And I guess it started last year, but I didn't even realize that. That's how out of it I am.
Okay.
Where stars have the opportunity to be in a final spot in the top 10.
Wait, regular stars?
Or I'm sorry, like the final spot, like people from last year, 2020, were able to be back this year.
Okay, you want to know what?
What?
So I started watching American Idol. I took a hiatus.
Yep.
I started watching it again last year. I watched all the auditions. I watched the Hollywood Week, and then they did Hawaii, and that's where they picked.
Oh, they went to Hawaii last year?
Yeah, to the Disney Resort, because ABC owns it now. Anyway, and then during that is when the pandemic hit, and so instead of continuing on to do the live shows just in the studio with no audience, they had all of the kids go back home and do live streams with like stupid setups with lamps and like
the
it
Voice
was so dumb.
Yeah, The Voice did the same thing. I only know that because Tate Brusa from Utah, he came in the studio a few times and he was doing it from his house.
And it was so dumb because The Bachelor still was able to film on a closed set. So why didn't they just why didn't American Idol choose to also film on a closed set, keep all the kids in the same apartment complex and record? And it was so dumb, and it made me so upset watching because they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the talent was very good last year. But they didn't get to learn, like, the stage performing, and there's a lot more than just the singing, and it made me so upset. So I didn't start watching it this year because I figured it was still going to be dumb.
But have you heard?
I've heard they're incredible.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like an amazing season, yeah. And I'm like, wow, did I miss out on an actual good season of American Idol?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back and watch it if it's worth it. But like, I invested so much time; yeah. I didn't miss a single episode of the auditions. Like, I watched everything, and then they totally just were like, well, we'll just, I guess it'll be like a YouTube convert
so
competition.
The guy last year, Arthur Gunn.
Yes, Arthur Gunn is so good.
He was the runner-up last year.
Yes, against the girl who won.
Okay, I don't know who it was. Gabby Barrett.
No, it wasn't. Okay. No. Her name was Sam.
So Arthur Gunn is back this year competing good. Against the... No.
He's incredible.
You had your chance.
He deserves to have won.
You lost.
No, he was so good.
No, you move on.
No, he is incredible. And now that you say he's in it again... I will start watching.
But it's BS.
No, it's not. Because they were robbed a season. They were robbed the opportunity.
You feel like had he been on stage, he would have won compared to the... Okay.
100%. The girl who won, also incredible. But I don't believe that she really learned the showmanship and all of those things that you do by performing on stage.
Because it was in her living room instead.
Yeah, well, she was all by herself in an apartment in L.A.
Got it.
Yeah.
This text says, the show's still good. The judges have finally found their chemistry. I love Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I love Lionel Richie.
Do you? Mm-hmm. How's Luke Bryan on it?
Luke Bryan's great.
Katy Perry okay?
Katy Perry's
okay.
great. Katy Perry's over the top.
Of course she is.
But
she's
Katy
Perry,
so it's fine.
Another text says, I like everything but Bobby Bones. I've heard some stuff that Bobby doesn't bring much.
He doesn't bring a lot.
Can I tell you what the rumor is?
It's funny because... You know, from the radio side, Bobby Bones were like, oh, shoot, that's like a really
huge.
Good thing to have on your team. But I feel like he just has he doesn't provide enough.
That's what I've heard about him. But I also heard that he's there in case Ryan Seacrest decides to leave.
Oh,
so they kind of have him there on the deck.
I mean,
so,
it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It makes sense.
And he's very much, he's like Ryan Seacrest.
He is a host.
Right. Yeah. So that's the idea there.
All right, so you know how we always like try to have good habits, but then if you're anything like me, having good habits causes me more anxiety and stress.
Do you stress about the? I know exactly what you're talking about because I'll tell you, I like to work out, and it stresses me when I don't work out. It like sometimes Jen's like, who cares?
Yes.
Who cares if you don't or not? Like. I don't know. I to me, it's almost like this weird OCD, which I don't have.
Yeah.
But like, I got
to
do it.
So like, you always get mad at me because I don't go to bed on time.
It upsets me
so
much.
It's like a father. He's like, Chantel.
Yes.
You need to go to bed. Yes. He'll text me. It's your bedtime. Yes. Go to bed. So the nights I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed early and get everything done. Mm-hmm. And then I end up just waking up multiple times in the night or laying there and not being able to fall asleep because I'm trying to go to bed early.
You're forcing it.
Yeah, and it's just like, why is having these good like sleep habits so hard for me? Or like people when they're like, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to do an exercise or something just to make me feel better. But it causes you more anxiety.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you tried to do your meditation yesterday.
It stressed me out so much. Plus, whenever I try... I just start getting a laundry list of stuff in my head that I want to write down or do or talk about on the show.
Yes.
It's such a waste.
It's a waste.
And I'm sure I'm doing it wrong.
Well.
I'm going on YouTube finding the free 10-minute meditation. So maybe there's a better way.
So also another one is like eating healthy.
Yeah.
When I eat healthy, it like sometimes makes me feel sick because I'm either still hungry or like it was bad spinach or like just let me have the processed stuff from McDonald's. That's all that I want.
When you eat really healthy and then you go and eat something bad, do you then stress like, oh man, I've been trying so hard. Mm-hmm. Like I get so much guilt because
I never am guilty about finishing that pint of ice cream. No, never.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So, okay, cleaning your house. You're like, oh, I got to clean my house. It's going to make me feel better. Well, the fumes of the cleaner, because you're like, I gotta get it clean, make you feel sick because it's just like the Lysol smell.
Yeah.
Does it get to you?
I love the smell,
but sometimes after a while, you're like, ugh,
buzzy?
I feel nauseous.
Yeah, I think so.
Aromatherapy, lighting a candle. Sometimes candles, they're just too strong.
Yeah, they kind of bother me too. I'm not a huge fan of, I like a no smell, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan
of
nothing.
Just a nothingness smell. Yeah. The other day I was like, oh, it's so nice out. I'm going to open the windows because that's a good thing.
That's
fresh
what you're
air.
Supposed to do.
Fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my neighbor is having a freaking campfire next door. My house fills with smoke.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's not fair.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, and then there's some other like top chores that just make you feel worse, like running errands because I spend too much money. Cooking because I made my kitchen dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Walking the dog, I actually never feel bad about that unless they poop and I forgot bags.
That's horrible.
That is horrible because then you got to go home, you got to get the bag, and then you got to go out. And then taking the trash out. Like, it's a good habit.
You got to do it. You know what we do, though? We're bad at it. We take it out of the trash can in the kitchen. We tie it up.
And then you throw it outside the garage door.
That's exactly where we put it.
And you make the stack in the garage door.
And then there's a stack of trash in the garage.
Yeah, and Tyler refuses to let me just put the trash can in the garage because right. he's like, because in the garage smells like trash. Yep. I'm like, but the trash is already in the garage.
Yes, exactly. I don't know why this story is like, I don't want to say bothered me so, but it's really stuck with me. And I don't know why. I've been following and obsessed with the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce. Have you been following?
No,
did you not know this?
No, I didn't.
27 years of marriage.
Wow.
Yeah, they issued a statement a few days ago saying we no longer believe we can grow together as a couple in this next phase of our lives. They are going to work together with the foundation still. That's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And I've actually been there to the foundation. It's incredible. It's been around for over 20 years. It's worth over $40 billion.
Jeez.
And they do so much good. So
yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why I'm so shocked. The other reason why I'm shocked is, you know, they were married back in 94.
Mm-hmm.
He's 65. And she's 56.
What's the next phase of life,
Jess? That's what I, yeah, that's.
I mean, not to be morbid, but like.
Look, and I don't know. I never want someone to live unhappy.
Is it because he wants to like, you know.
Play the field?
No. Like science stuff. Like, is he getting really into like. Because isn't his whole thing like population control and stuff? Or like, I know there are rumors.
I mean, there's rumors about all of that.
So I wonder if it's something to do with like. His next phase of life is like
world taken over.
Population control something.
I don't know. I just feel like when I'm 65 and maybe people, I mean, I'm sure there are people.
Isn't that just like the smooth sail?
Right. Don't like you go, you well, like,
well,
I'm going to
made it this far.
Yes, we made it this far. That's how I feel about it.
Because I feel like if you're going to end it, you do it in the first 3 years.
Or when you're still, I guess I'm like 65. Huh?
We're still eligible.
Yes, that's what I want. Yes.
At this point, there are issues with your body you didn't have before. Yep.
Yes. You can't just be friends.
Yeah.
You can't just live together.
You can't just be roommates.
At 65.
Maybe when we're 65, we can have this conversation.
I bet
again.
There's people listening at our age going, no, you guys are insane. You don't understand.
There's
I'm
a lot
sure
of
you're
life
right.
to live post 65.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, this is what my feelings were as I was reading about it. Now,
yeah.
Bill is worth $137 billion. They don't have a prenup, but they have what's called a separation agreement. So this has been in the works for a while. So she's not getting spousal support, nor does she need it. I looked it up because I had never heard of this term, a separation agreement. And it's just this contract signed by the couple who want to spend time apart and live separately.
So they're just having an open relationship?
Pretty much.
Oh.
Because it's not divorce. They say sometimes divorce will follow. But people sometimes use it as a way to repair their marriage, but like watch over their assets. Hmm. I've never heard of this before.
Huh. So yeah, it's just it's a formal open relationship.
So I continue to go down this deep dive. I told you, I've been obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, he and his now ex-wife Melinda, they've had this long-term agreement, decades, that Bill could vacation for a long weekend at this certain beach every year with his ex-girlfriend.
What?
Yes. I know. I'll say allegedly, but I read about it a bunch
beach?
Of times.
Like, what is happening?
He's got this ex that once a year, I don't know if it's like a hall pass. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if this has something to do with that or if it's two different things. But when I read that, I was shook on a whole new level than even before.
What?
I know.
Man,
so,
celebrities.
Right?
That is
rich celebrities.
Insane.
Crazy times. So now that I'm graduating from the U, just did, and on to my next phase.
Yes.
What's next?
Your next phase?
I'm going to.
This seat, it feels nice. I like this.
I'm not going anywhere here,
okay.
But
woo.
I want to keep going with my education. I just finished with my bachelor's, so.
Are you
going
to do a master's?
I'm doing a master's.
Yeah. Wait, that's cool.
And so the next phase is to actually get into a master's program.
Whoa.
It turns out to get into the master's program that I want, you have to take what's called a GRE.
Test?
Yeah, like I've heard of like the LSAT and like, you know, those kind of things. Like the GRE is this, it's like the SATs to get into like certain master's classes.
Huh.
So I had to go online and register. I have to take it in July.
Whoa.
And I just got these books that I shipped from Amazon, that these are big GRE study guide books.
It's like the size of an encyclopedia.
It's like the SAT all over again. And I'm having these like memories of studying for the SAT. Do you remember? Did you study for the SAT?
No.
Okay. Did you never went to an SAT class? Or
no, I just showed up and took the test.
Oh, I did like... My parents put me in like the Saturday class
that we had to prep.
Yeah, the prep.
Nah, I just was like, oh, I have that SAT tomorrow. And then I just went and I took it one time, passed or got the good enough grades to get into college. Yeah. And then,
No, I went and, you know, the class was pointless. It was like, okay, here's 1,000 vocab words that you should learn. Like that was one of the things.
Nah, I just winged it. And if I didn't know the answer, I just put C.
Smart.
Yeah.
Just answer something, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know yet with this one. I started looking through it, but to me, all they did was take the SAT booklets. They crossed out SAT, wrote GRE on it, and I got to take it again. Ooh. SAT was long, too.
I know. It was like 3 hours. It
took forever.
What is the point in that?
I know a lot of colleges are getting rid of it.
Yeah. Maybe I only took the ACT.
Okay. Those are more like specific to, I think, certain parts of education,
I
right?
I actually didn't apply to college.
Okay.
Like, I applied to one school.
So,
I applied to UVU and I got in. Everyone gets in.
Hey, one of the masters I'm applying for is at the UVU.
UVU's awesome.
What am I doing even doing the GRE if everyone gets in?
I'm pretty sure it's an open enrollment.
I hear at UVU, they just have like this open door. You just walk in. They give you a high five.
Do you know that I love UVU. I loved that I went there. It was awesome. But the classes at UVU were easier than the classes at my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of things?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if all else fails, I'll be at UVU next year.
I love UVU. Go Wolverines.
Go Wolverines. Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, so I thought we'd play Name That TV Mom.
Yeah. I feel like I should be good at this.
I feel like
I'm
you should be
mom.
Good, too.
You're a mom. This is my third Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Wait, is my third? Yeah, Boone's only three. Yeah, third.
Boone has already turned three, so, right?
Yeah, so Boone was born, and then,
So you've
just... My third Mother's Day.
And you watch TV.
And I love TV.
Name That TV Mom. Here you go. Here's the first one.
Ben, from the band, was pretty inappropriate, and your father came to surprise me, and he got upset, and... I left the tour.
Yes, go ahead.
One Mandy Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca from This Is Us.
That is correct. Rebecca Pearson.
Rebecca Pearson.
Good job.
Yeah.
I figured if you didn't know that one, this whole game was going to go south.
No, I got it. TV moms, not movie moms.
Name the TV mom.
The best story was on the cover of a magazine, it said that I was drunk and alone.
I mean, this is...
And just for the record...
Chris. Kardashian, right?
Is there a problem with that?
Kris Kardashian is exactly
from
correct.
From Keeping Up with the Kardashians or
two
something?
For two.
Yeah. Is it Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Here's the next one. You're doing great, by
I've never seen that show. I've, like, watched an episode.
Jen and I were obsessed with it.
I know you were.
When it first came on.
Yeah.
We bailed sometime with Lamar Odom. Like, around that time, mm-hmm. we bailed on it. I'd be curious to see what it's like. I hear it's even more fake. Back in the day, they weren't as rich and famous.
Yeah.
So it was kind of enjoyable. All right, here you go. Here's the next one.
You're breaking up. The house is going through a tunnel. You're breaking up.
Hello, Dolly.
Stop that.
This is Louie, Dolly.
I'll just hang up.
I'll be coming around.
You know
the
this one.
Singing songs.
Have you been diagnosed?
See you tomorrow at 4.
Really?
I don't know that one.
Really? It's one of your shows.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's one of my
shows?
It's
one of your shows.
You play it again?
Yeah.
You're breaking up. The house is going through a tunnel. You're breaking up.
Hello, Dolly.
Stop that.
This is Louie, Dolly.
I'll just hang up.
I'll be coming around.
Is that Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls?
Lorelai Gilmore.
Lorelai, okay, yeah.
Nice job, oops.
Yeah, okay. There I was like, go. That's the only thing I think of, but that really doesn't sound like her.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I've never
it's
seen it.
So old, and I'm used to listening to Lauren Graham. Like, her voice has matured when she was on Parenthood.
Oh, was Gilmore Girls before Parenthood?
I don't. Significantly.
Okay. I have not watched either.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard that both shows we would love in my household, but I haven't watched either. All right, here you go. Let's see if you get this one then.
Why don't you bring this potato?
Oh, that's Marge Simpson.
That is correct, Marge. Are you 4 for 4?
Yeah. She watches a lot of TV.
Yeah. Last one.
Next step is to fold in the cheese.
What does that mean? What does fold in the cheese mean?
He folds it in.
I understand that, but how do you
Moira.
Fold it? Do you
oh
fold it?
Oh my gosh, it's Moira from Schitt's Creek.
That's correct. It's Moira. There you go. Chantel with the win.
Woo!
Nice job.
I was like, I know who that is, but then as soon as I heard Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel Levy. You're like,
I was
I
like,
know.
Oh yeah.
That's one of my favorite scenes when they do the cooking together.
Yes.
So
yes.
Funny. Do you know what the term chuggy means? Chuggy? Chuggy?
Chuggy?
Cheugy. Have you ever heard that?
No.
It's a new term that's on TikTok, and it's starting to trend. I'll let someone actually on TikTok explain it, and then we'll try to figure out exactly what it means. So I just want to make sure you're cool and you're using the right vocab.
Chuggy?
Chuggy. Chuggy? C-H-E. Here, I'll just let them.
Okay.
Maybe they say it in the
same. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
I have a new word for you that you clearly are all in need of. People will say things like, this is millennial or girl boss energy. All of these terms are pointing to the same thing. The word, my friends, is chuggy, okay? It's the opposite of trendy, stylish in middle school and high school. Maybe, maybe not. Timelines don't really matter. But it's no longer in style. It's used when someone follows these out-of-date trends.
Chuggy.
Chuggy.
I was saying it wrong. Chuggy. Now you knew what I meant. If I would have just said chuggy. Can I tell? That is me. I am the chuggy. It's the anti-trendy.
Yeah.
It's when you follow out-of-date trends. I still like to, although if you wear them long enough, guess what happens?
They come back.
Yeah, then you're cool
Everything's
again.
Everything's a circle.
Right. So do you feel like you are a chuggy?
No, I'm awesome.
Yeah, you're pretty cool.
I'm trendy.
Real or fake headline?
I feel like I'm pretty good at this game. Like, I usually get about 90%.
I think you get my sense of humor.
Well, we've been doing this a long time.
It's a gimme.
Yeah.
So you're like, that doesn't sound. We'll see how well you do today. I thought about that. You were in my mind.
I've been in your mind the last few times.
That's true. You ready?
Yes.
Berkeley students tear down Ronald McDonald statue for culturally appropriating clowns. Is that a real or fake headline?
Well, I think that they tore it down for other reasons.
Okay.
So I'm going to say fake.
That is true. It is a fake headline. Nice job.
But they tore it down for other reasons, right?
They did tear it down, yes. Florida couple arrested for selling tickets to heaven. Real or fake headline?
That's... That's fake. Ah!
It's real.
Come on! Really? People bought that?
It's Florida.
That's true.
It's Florida.
I should have known.
It's what they do there.
I should have known. Okay.
Female named hurricanes kill more than male hurricanes because people don't respect them, study finds. Real or fake headline?
Well, they only name hurricanes after women. No, Ike. No, it's girl, boy, alphabetical. Katrina, that was pretty good. Yeah, I would say that female hurricanes kill more.
That is true.
Yeah. I know my hurricanes.
You do.
Well, I grew up in Houston. There's hurricanes all the time.
Did you like live through a big one at all?
Yeah, I'm Katrina.
You lived in Houston during Katrina?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was Hurricane Ike and Hurricane Rita.
Oh.
I didn't live there during, obviously, the one when I lived here.
Right.
Really bad one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I lived there during Katrina, and we used to go to all the people from Louisiana came and lived in our like school gym. And then we would play with them like during recess and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. It was fun. I mean, not for them.
What a crazy time.
They lived in my school gym.
Yeah.
For me, it was fun because I got to meet all these new kids.
We were in our morning show in Kansas sent down a Papa Murphy's pizza truck. And then they sent down all like the promotions team.
Uh-huh.
And they cooked down there in Katrina for a few days.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It's cool. Hurricanes are terrible.
Yes.
But it is fun to see communities come together.
Yes, absolutely. Broadway dance instructor teaches crocodile how to moonwalk. PETA outraged. Is that a real or fake headline?
That's real.
I got your number today. I got your number today. I got
wow.
it.
Wow.
Figured it out.
Dang it.
50-50. Chinese zoo under fire for disguising hairy dog as a lion. Real or fake headline?
That's real.
That's a real story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was like, I'm doing terrible. It's because I was getting cocky.
I think you're right.
I was like, I got this. I understand John's sense of humor. And I don't. You've completely duped me.
We'll do one more and then we got to take caller 10 for our Lagoon tickets.
Okay.
Runaway pig lured home by deputies Doritos.
That's hilarious. That's true.
That is true. Not bad.
I mean, I
not great.
I missed two.
Sure. Let's say two, not three. I got stuck on this BuzzFeed article yesterday. Do you ever do that where you find one and then you just start scrolling and it never ends?
It never ends. Clickbait.
It was really cool though because it was just wild and random music facts.
Okay.
Like, and you know, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
So I was really into it. For example, your friend Dolly Parton.
Yes, I love Dolly.
Love yourself some Dolly.
We go way back.
Right. Did you know that she wrote Jolene?
Yes.
Which is like a big famous song, right? Uh-huh. And she also wrote I Will Always Love You.
Yeah.
In the same day.
Oh, I didn't know she wrote that.
Yes, in the same day, she wrote two of her biggest songs.
Man, that was a good day.
Is that impressive?
Yeah, that's cool.
Let's see. Before Panic at the Disco made it big on their own, they were just a Blink-182 cover band.
Oh, that's amazing.
You know, and I think about it, I go, I could see it. I could hear that. I was trying to find this audio of Jamie Foxx because Jamie Foxx or Ed Sheeran actually slept on Jamie Foxx's couch for 6 weeks before he made it big in the music industry.
Really? So they were like friends before?
No, not really at all. They weren't really friends. What happened was that Ed Sheeran came out there and introduced himself to Jamie Foxx like at a party. And Jamie was like, sing for me. And Ed did. And Jamie was like, all right, I'll let you sleep on my couch. And then Jamie Foxx actually took Ed Sheeran to a club that he used to do like a weekly show at.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking like, it was just like this black club.
Okay.
And on comes, you know, redheaded white Ed Sheeran with his ukulele.
A ukulele?
Yeah, that's what he had at the time. And Jamie Foxx says 12 minutes later, standing ovation for Ed Sheeran.
Wow.
Yeah. And Jamie was like, I'm going to help this guy become famous.
That is so cool. Why is that story not more like publicized?
You know, Jamie Foxx was also the roommate of, if you know the country band Rascal Flatts, the lead singer, Gary.
Yes.
They were college roommates.
Yes.
Yeah. Elvis Presley was actually a natural blonde. He dyed his hair dark.
What?
I know. Isn't that a weird one?
Like natural blonde, like how I'm blonde, but maybe, it's like dirty brown.
Look at his hair. Dirty blonde. He has black hair.
Black.
I'll say this though. You know, everyone does like, you know, I was watching like the news during the pandemic and they were talking about Vegas and oh, the Elvis impersonators. And I was thinking to myself, who's still going to Vegas to see an Elvis impersonator?
Not me.
Like, hasn't that kind of passed the whole Elvis train?
No. I think
you don't think so?
Forever. I think forever.
Is it just iconic?
I think it's iconic.
You think most kids know who Elvis is at this point?
Yeah.
Really?
Because of their parents.
It'd be their parents' parents. It'd be their almost grandparents at this point.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Hmm.
I got one more for you. Harry Styles gave Stevie Nicks a carrot cake when they met for the first time backstage at a Fleetwood Mac show. Oh. He even had them put her name in frosting on the top of it.
Oh my!
So I know, isn't that just funny?
That's funny.
I did not realize that people connect shapes to names.
Yeah, or like colors to letters.
Well, we've talked before about like how, yeah, like the lead singer of AJR, he actually sees color.
Yes.
When he hears music.
Yes.
Which is crazy. So he says like the song Bang, he sees red, which is why if you watch the music video.
It's all red.
Yeah. But when people hear your name, they decide whether or not you have a spiky name or a round name.
Oh, I feel like I have a round name.
You think so? With Chantel?
Okay, if you Chantel. Say it like that.
Sounds spiky. Sounds hideous.
Chantel.
It's like, bam, bam, bam.
John.
John. No, John's very right. John.
Really?
John. There's no spike to my name. But for you, it's like, bam, bam, bam.
Okay, real. Wow. Wait, is that the sound you hear when you hear my name?
When I hear your name, I don't hear your name. I just hear. That's it. It's like it's.
What do you? What sound do you hear when I just speak? I'm like the teacher from Peanuts, yes, except like. Wow, I'm so sorry for everyone listening. That's the worst sound ever.
So if your name has a B sound or an M sound, an L sound, or an O sound, people will associate it with those round shape, like John.
What about Chantel?
They say K sounds, T sounds, and P sounds. So you're definitely, yeah, T's, people associate with spiky. I'm right. Chantel.
Oh. No, it's Chantel.
No, oh. Even when you're saying it, you're like, it's too hard.
Chantel.
No, notice how mine is so relaxing to say, and yours causes stress right away. When
I walk in the room and they go, that is a stressful person.
There's a reporter in Memphis who was on location last week when a car crash happened on the street behind her. And I'm going to play for you the audio so you can hear the whole thing.
Yeah.
But if you go on YouTube, there's like compilations of reporters out there. And like, this is just what happened. In fact, when I was in Wichita, there was a part of the road that would always ice over every winter. And they would place reporters out on that corner because they knew during the live shots, you would get a car accident in the background.
Wow.
Like it was just, you would see
That's
a car spin
bad.
Off. Yeah. And my buddy actually, his name's Matt. He's in Denver now, but he was in Kansas at the time. He trended for the longest time because his reaction was so embarrassing. He like, there was the accident and he scrunched his shoulders up to his ear and he like that. And he's like this big, strong dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was his reaction. And so viral and he has so many views.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because Matt Morrow is his name. So if you want to look that up, maybe I'll post it up on a blog at mix1051utah.com. But here you go. Here's a reporter from Memphis who was on location as well.
UMC Action News 5's Kelly Roberts joins us live in the busy medical district with this story. Kelly.
Yep, and I'm not here to cover the crash that just happened behind me, but I hope everyone's okay there.
Like a pro.
Wow, she's just, well, we're not going to talk about that.
I don't think I would have had the same reaction.
No, I would have been like, oh my gosh.
I would be staring, they'd be coming to me. I wouldn't even be listening to them like throwing it to me.
No.
I'd be watching it. I'd be talking to the camera guy like, did you just see what happened? Like, I'd be so out of the moment.
Yeah, I would have 100% just broken character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was so professional the entire,
wow.
Well done. That does it for us, the less professional people. Thanks for hanging out. Monroe is up next. Dylan has your Lagoon tickets coming up at 3 o'clock. Bye-bye.